Officer Robert Rigdon, end of watch, November 5th, 1858. Officer Rigdon had raised his hand, taking an oath on September 23rd, 1858, and named Henry Gambrill as the killer of Officer Benjamin Benton. On a warm September night, Gambrill had leveled his pistol at point-blank range and killed Officer Benton, and then tried to escape apprehension. Officer Rigdon's testimony doomed Gambrill to the gallows. On November 5th of the same year, Henry Gambrill was found guilty and sentenced to be hanged by the neck until he be dead. Gambrill's political family, Marion Cropp and Peter Corey, tracked Officer Rigdon to his home and set about a plan to ambush him. While in the back room of his own home, a shot fired from the gun of Cropp landed in Robert's back, fatally wounding him. Cropp and Corey were arrested and hanged side by side with Henry Gambrill. Shortly after, to help families struggling after the deaths of officers Benton and Rigdon, the City Council of Baltimore voted to give each family a full year salary, $520.